Shalom to all. Today's daf is Bava and Tzeiah daf Chaf Hey, and we are starting Chaf Dal Ramad Beis on the bottom with a brand new Mishnah. And today's daf is sponsored Lila Nishmas Mars Miriam Sarah Bas Yaakov Moshe. Her neshama should have an aliyah, and Rabbi Chmiel Mardechai Ben Chaim, his neshama should have an aliyah. This Mishnah is really a continuation of the previous one, because if you remember, we said in the beginning of the previous Mishnah Elu Mitzias Shaloi VeElu Chayv LaHachriz, and we only spoke about Elu Mitzias Shaloi. So now this Mishnah says VeElu Chayv LaHachriz. These are the ones that a person has to announce. Mata Paris B'Kli Oy Kli Kamayshahu. If a person found produce in a kli or just a plain kli, you would have to announce that, because usually a kli has a simon on it. Money in a purse or just a regular purse, that has to be announced as well, because the purse has a simon. Piles of produce or money. Three coins stacked on top of each other. Small bundles in Rishas Hayachid. And loaves of bread that were baked by a homeowner, not by a regular industrial bakery. And wool that comes from the uman, from the craftsman. Jugs of oil and wine. All these things he must announce, because these have simanim on them, as we discussed a number of these previously as well in the Gemara, and therefore they have to be announced, and he's not allowed to keep them. So the Gemara analyzed the first two cases of the Mishnah. Time, the reason why he has to announce and give back everything that he finds is the matzah pairs bikli umayz bikis, because he found produce inside the kli or money inside the wallet. A kli ulafan of pairs, kis ulafan of mayz, harel shaloi. But if he found a kli and there was produce in front of the kli or a wallet with money in front of it, so then he'd be allowed to keep the money or the produce, because that money and produce doesn't have a simon, only the kli and the wallet do, but not the produce or the money. And Tanina Lahadatar Rabban, we learned in this Mishnah what we learned in a Braisa as well. What does Braisa say? Matza kli ulafan of payrois. If a person found a kli and in front of it there were payrois, or kis ulafan of mice, he found a wallet and in front of it was money, haril shalai, that belongs to him. And that's what we were just mentioning from the Mishnah. The Braisa continues, miktasan mkli miktasan agabe karka. If some of the produce was in the kli, but some of it was on the ground, miktasan bekis miktasan agabe karka, some of the money was in the wallet and some of it was on the ground, chayv lahachriz, he has to announce both of them, meaning he's not allowed to keep the money or the produce, because it's obvious that the stuff that's on the ground came from the wallet or the kli. But now the grass, we're middle, ask you to steer from a braiso. We have a braiso that says, matzah davar she'ein bo simon, b'tzad davar she'yesh bo simon. If he found something that does not have a simon, next to something that does have a simon, chayv l'achriz, he has to announce both of these things, meaning he has to announce the whole thing. Now, baal simon, v'not al shaloi, zacha ala b'davar she'ein bo simon. If the baal simon comes and takes what's his, meaning if a fellow comes along and provides a simon for the thing that has a simon, but he says that the unidentified thing is not his, so then hala, the finder, is allowed to keep the thing that doesn't have the simon. But we see very clearly from here that if the baal simon provides the simon for the thing that has the simon, and he says, by the way, the thing next to the simon is also mine, for example, the produce next to the kli is mine, or the money next to the wallet is mine, even though it was completely out of it, the money wasn't in the wallet, and the produce was not in the kli, it would have to be returned to the baal simon, to that owner, as it's not to be kept by the finder. That's clearly not like this braisa. So we're going to have a number of answers. Amar Zer Zer answers as follows. Loikasha, there's no problem. Habakuv of a kitna, habitsanu peri. The first braisa is talking about a barrel and flax. And when flax is found next to a barrel and there's no flax in the barrel, it's obvious that that flax didn't come from the barrel, because there would be some flax in and some flax out of the barrel. That's what the first braisa says, that the finder is allowed to keep the produce that was outside the kli. Where the second braisa is talking about a basket and produce, and it's very normal for all the produce to fall out of the basket, and therefore, even though there is no produce in the basket at all, if the owner provides the simon for the basket and says that the pears are his, then the pears would have to be given to him and they're not allowed to be kept by the finder. Now, if Papa Amar Papa gives a different answer, Hava Habitsanu Peri, we could say that both braises are talking about a basket with pears, Volei Kasha, there's no stira. Hadishtarba Midi, Hadalayishtarba Midi. The second braise that says that all the produce has to be returned, that's talking about where there's some produce still in the basket and some is out of the basket, so that's a clear indicator that the produce out of the basket came from the basket. Whereas the first braise that says that the fellow's allowed to keep all the produce, that's referring to where there's no more produce in the basket and there's no semen on the produce, that's why the finder's allowed to keep it. Alternatively, we could answer, Hava Hadalayishtarba Midi. In both braises, we're talking about where there actually is no produce left in the basket. V'loi kashin, there's still no problem. Hada mahadri ape l'gabe peri, hada loy mahadri ape l'gabe peri. The second braisa that says that the produce has to be returned is referring to where the opening of the basket is facing the peiros, so it's obvious that the peiros came from the basket. But the first braisa is talking about where the opening of the kli is facing away from the peiros, and therefore it's obvious that the peiros did not come from the basket. V'bayisem, alternatively, we can give another answer. Hava hada mahadri ape l'gabe peri. Both braises are talking about where there's no peiros inside the basket, and the opening of the basket is facing the peiros. V'loi kashin, there's still not a problem. Hada islay ogni latzana, hada leslay ogni latzana. The first braisa that says that he could keep all the produce is referring to where the basket had a rim, it had a lip, and therefore if this produce really did come from the basket, some would be left in the basket because the rim would have prevented everything from falling out. Whereas the second braisa that says that he has to return the produce is referring to where the basket didn't have a rim, and therefore it makes sense that all the produce fell out of the basket, therefore he would have to return it. And continue to explain the Mishnah that said, Tzibur Peres, Tzibur Mois, if he finds piles of produce or money, he would have to return them. So Gemara suggests, Shamas Minam Minyan have a simon. We learn from here that the number is a simon, because how else would the owner be able to get it back? It must be that the simon is the number of piles, because the Mishnah used the Lashon of plural, tziburei peiros, tziburei ma'os, piles, plural, of peiros and ma'os. However, the Gemara says, no, it's not necessarily raya, tani, tzibur peiros. We could really teach in the Mishnah that there was one pile of peiros. So the Gemara suggests, if that's so, shami simna makam have a simen. That means that we learn from here that the makam, the place where it's found, is the simen, because there's only one pile. So the Gemara says, no, that's also not a raya, because tani, tziburei peiros, really we could teach tziburei peiros, going back to the first understanding of the Mishnah. In other words, it's not conclusive what our Mishnah is referring to, and we don't actually know from here which simen the fellow is going to get it back with, but there's definitely a simen. And the Gemara continues, Shlosh Matbeyaz Al Gavzeh, our Mishnah had said that if there's three coins on top of another, that would have to be announced because there's a simen there. So Rabbi Yitzchak Magdala, explains, V'hushasun ki migdalin, these three coins have to be made like a migdal, like a tower. And we're going to clarify in a bit, this refers to three coins of different sizes stacked on top of each other. For example, a quarter, nickel, and dime, all stacked up like a tower. And the Gemara continues, Tainan Mehachal, we have a passage just like this, Matzah Mois Mufuzaris, if he found scattered money, Harilo Shalaya belongs to him, Asun ki migdalin. However, if it's made like a tower, Chayav L'Hachras, he has to announce it. And this is what it means, it's made like a tower. Three coins, one on top of another. Ask more, hold on a second. Hagufa Kasha. This brasa itself is problematic. Amrit, you said in the beginning of the brasa, Matzamayis Mufuzaris, if found scattered money, Hariel Shalai belongs to him. Now it's mashmather, Hamashalchfi Shalchufe, that if they're laying on top of another, part of the coin is laying on top of its friend, part of it's on the floor. Chayav L'Hachras, he would have to announce that because it could be that the person placed it down like that. But Ema Seifa, take a look at the Seifa of the brasa. Asuin Kimigdalin, if it's made like a tower, it's stacked nicely and neatly. Chayav L'Hachras, he has to announce it. Mashma, Hamashalchfi Shalchufe, that if they're partially laying on top of each other, partially not, Hariel Shalai, that it belongs to him, and he doesn't have to announce it because it for sure fell like that and it wasn't placed like that. So there's a steer between the Mashmais and the Reisha and the Sefer the Braisa. So Gemara says, no problem. Tana, what the Tana means to say is, Kol She'en Asuin Kimigdalin, if it's not made like a tower, Mefuzaris Karilahu, it's considered scattered. And Amar Chanina Chanina says, Loi Shanu El Shashleshim Malachim. This is only taught that he has to announce coins that he finds if they're from three different kings, meaning they're three different currencies. He found a coin from the US, from the UK, and from Israel. But if these three coins were minted by one king, it's all the same currency, and he doesn't have to announce it. Ask the Gemara, hold on a second. Hey, Chidami, what's the case over here? Ida Asuin Kimigdalin, if he was stacked like a migdal, like a tower, I feel Shamel Chachanami. Even if it's all the same currency, why should he be allowed to keep it? He should have to announce it. And Ida Ein Asuin Kimigdalin, if it's not stacked properly, I feel Shashleshim Malachim Nami Loi. Even if it's three different currencies from three different kings, he should not have to announce it, and he should be allowed to keep it. So the Gemara says, you're right, Eli Yitmar, Hachi Yitmar, if something was stated, this is what was stated. Loi Shanu El Shamel Chachod Ke'en Shleshim Malachim. The only time it has to be announced is if these three coins, even if they're of the same king, they're the same currency, they have to be like three different currencies, which means that they're three different sizes. Echidami, what's that case? The Asuin Kimigdalin, they're made like a tower. As we explained previously, Revicha Tata, the widest one is on the bottom, Umitziyi Lave, and the mid-sized one is on top of that, Vizuti Lave Mitziya, and the smallest one is on top of the middle one, and it's stacked like that. And so in that situation, it would have to be announced, Amrina, because we say, Anuchi Anchinhu, that the person definitely placed it down over there, and it didn't just drop randomly like that. But if it's the same currency, and what does that mean it's the same currency? Dekul Ki Adadi Ninu, all the coins are the exact same size, even if they are stacked neatly on top of each other, they belong to the finder. That's because Amr, I would say, that it just happened that these three coins fell together just like this in a nice stack, and it's not an indication that he placed it there. Whereas Rabbi Yechon says, even if it's the same currency and it's the same size, Nami Machrez, he would have to announce it. Ask Gemara, my Machrez, what would he be announcing? And the answer is Minyan, he would announce the number. Meaning he would announce, I found three coins, and then the owner would have to say, there were three coins that were stacked on top of each other. Ask Gemara, my Iriya Tosa. So why does the Mishnah says three coins have to be announced? Afilu Trei Nami. Even if he finds two coins, he would have to announce them because he could say, I found two coins, and the owner would still be able to say, you found two coins that were stacked on top of each other. Why are we saying that only three has to be announced? So Ravina answers, you're right, he's not announcing, I found three of something. Tiva Machriz, he has to announce, I found coins, and the minimum of coins is two. So obviously we can't be talking about where he found two coins. It has to be that he found at least three coins in order to say that he announces coins, and then the person has to say, okay, you found three. And we continue talking about coins found in different formations. By Ravina asked upon question, Kishir Mahu. Let's say he found coins all placed in a circle. Kishur Mahu, or placed in a line. Kichatsuva Mahu, or placed like a tripod, which basically means they're in a triangle formation. Kisula Mahu, or they're like a ladder. We have one resting on the ground, one partially on top of that, partially on the ground, and another one partially on the second one, partially on the ground. What's Allah in regards to all these? Do we say that it fell randomly like that, or that it was placed there? I think we're suggesting, Pshayt Miachada, at least let's answer one of these. Dhamrav Nachman, Amrav Baravua, he says, Kol She'ilu Machnusla Kesam Binehem. If the coins are situated in a way that if you put a toothpick underneath them, Vinoitlam Bas Achas, and you could pick them all up in the same time, Chayv L'Hachriz, that would have to be announced, and that's like this last one, like a Sulam, because you could slip the toothpick under all of them and lift them up. So that would have to be announced, but the other ones we don't know. And by Ravashi, Rashi asks the following question, Chafayam Bez on top, Kavni Bez Kulis Mahu, let's say he found coins like the stones of Bez Kulis, which was an Avodah Zarah that they usually stacked stones on top of each other. So let's say you found coins stacked in this way. What's halacha? Do we say they were placed there or they fell like that? So my answer is Tashma. The Tanya of Brass says very clearly, Matam Bais Mivuzars, if you found scattered money, Hariel Shalai, you can keep it, whereas Kavna Bais Kules, if it's set up like the stones of Bais Kules, Chayv Lachris, you would have to announce them, and Veilohin Abne Bais Kules, this is the setup of the stones of Bais Kules, Achz Mikan Vachz Mikan, one over here and one right next to it, Vachz Agabehen, and one on top of both of them, kind of like a pyramid, and that is considered a simon, and they clearly didn't fall like that, a person placed them there. And Tanarban, we have another Braisa, Hamaitzi Salab Ashok, if a person finds a coin in the marketplace, Omatai Chaveira, and his friend bumps into him, Vamar Lane, his friend tells him, Shalihi, that coin that you found is mine, and he proceeds to give very detailed simonim, Chadasha he, it's new, Nirainas he, it's from Nirain Kesar, it's that type of coin, or Shamelch Plainahi, it's from that other king, Loi Amar Klum, the friend didn't say anything, and he doesn't get the coin back. Not only that, Elafilu Shmoi Kosvaleo, even if his friend's name was written on the coin, Loi Amar Klum, his friend didn't say anything, and he doesn't get the coin. And why is that Lavisha Ain Simon Lamatbea? There is no simon to a coin. Dumber, because we say, Dilma Fuke Afka, perhaps a fellow spent his coin, Ume Inashachwin Nafal, and it fell from somebody else. And therefore, even if you find a $100 bill with your friend's name written on it, you don't have to give it back to your friend, even if he gives you simonim, because you assume that he spent it and somebody else lost it, and so you're the lucky finder. And we've gone to another Mishnah, Matar Achar Gapa or Achar Geder. A person found the following things behind a Gapa or a Geder. Now, these are different types of fences. A Gapa is a fence made out of either reeds or wood, and a Geder is a stone wall. And what did he find? Gazas Mekusharim, young birds that were tied up, or he found these young birds in a pathway in the field. Don't touch them. And we're going to explain the Gemara, why not? The Mishnah continues, Matar Kli Ba'ashpa, if he found a Kli in the garbage, Imachosa, if it's covered, Lo Yigabai, don't touch it, because we assume that the owner put it there and was hiding it, and Imagula, if it was revealed, Naitul Machriz, so then he should take it and announce it. Then we talk about the first case of Mishnah, my Taima, why is it that he shouldn't touch these birds that are tied together? Damrina, because we say, Hani Inishatsna'inu, these were hidden there, they were placed there by a person, by the owner, Vishakalahu, and if this fellow who finds them takes them, the owner doesn't have a simon, and he's never going to be able to get his birds back. Hilkach, therefore, Lashavkinu, the fellow should just leave them there, Ad Asmarai Vishakalahu, and then the owner's going to come back. He's probably davening Mincha, or he met a friend of his, so he left his birds to the side, and he's going to take them back, and you don't touch them, you just go along your merry way. Ask the Gemara of Amai, why are you saying there's no simon? It'll have a kesher simona. Say that the way that they're tied is a simon. So Rav Avi Bar Zavda, Amar Rav, he answers, B'mikushar b'chanfehen, they're tied with their wings, which means their wings are overlapping each other in a way that they can't separate them, and they're not able to fly. This is what everyone does. When everyone has young birds, they overlap their wings one over another, preventing them from flying, and therefore it's not considered a simon. The Gemara is asking, we'll have a makam simon. Why don't we say that the makam, the place where they are, is a simon? They were behind the stone wall. That's a great simon. He answers, no, but medadin. We're talking about where they were jumping along. Since their feet weren't tied, they were able to hop along the way, and they probably came from somewhere else, and they actually weren't placed behind this wall. Ask the Gemara, even medadin, if you're saying they're hopping along, me'am asu, that means they came from somewhere else, umutarin, and the fellow who found them should be allowed to take them, because there's no simon. So Gemara says, you're right, but we actually have a suffix. Iklamemer, we could say, ma'am asu, that they just came from somewhere else. However, Iklamemer, inashatsa inu, we also could say that maybe they were placed here, bedafka, by the owner, and vahavali suffix hinuach, this is a case of suffix hinuach. It's a suffix that maybe they were placed here intentionally. And v'amrabah barzav, the amrav, call suffix hinuach, lechatchila lo yital, anytime we have a thing which is suffix hinuach, maybe it was placed here on purpose, lechatchila, a person should not take it. However, vimnatal, if he did take it, lo yachzur, he's not allowed to return it, because there is no way to provide a simon. Ekdim want to explain the mission. We had said, Matzah Kli Ba'ashpa, if he found the Kli in the garbage, Mechusa, if it was covered, lo yigabai, he shouldn't touch it. Whereas Megula, if it was open, Natal Machriz, son, he should take it and announce it. Gemara says, Ramin will ask you to steer from a Braisa. A Braisa tells us, Matzah Kli Taman Ba'ashpa, if he found a Kli hidden in the garbage, Natal Machriz, he should take it and announce it. And why is that? Shekain Derech Ashba Lefanais, because normal for a garbage heap to be cleared away, and therefore this is considered an Aveda. It's a lost object that he would have to announce. But that's clearly not like our Mishnah, because our Mishnah says that if he finds a Kli covered in an Ashba, in a garbage heap, he shouldn't touch it because it was put there intentionally. So Rav Zvid, he answers, Loikasha, is no problem. Our Mishnah is talking about barrels and cups, and the Braisa is talking about knives and a hemnik. Hemnik is some sort of pointed tool shaped like a Y that's used by Seifrim. If he finds barrels or cups that were covered over in the garbage, don't touch them because these are very large and they clearly were placed there by the owner and it's not an Aveda. Whereas when he finds these things, he should take them and announce them because these are very small and they're most probably an Aveda and therefore he should announce them. Now Rav Papa says, Hava Abukuv Vikasi. Really, both the Mishnah and the Braisa could be talking about barrels and cups. Vloikasha, there's still no stira. Kamba Ashba Sulefanois, Kamba Ashba Sheino Sulefanois. The Braisa is talking about a garbage pile that's regularly cleared away, and therefore, even though something is hidden there, it's probably an Aveda. Whereas the Mishnah is talking about a garbage heap that's not usually cleared away, and therefore, if something's hidden there, it must have been put there on purpose, and it's not an Aveda. Asking more, hold on a second. Ashba Sulefanois, Aveda Midasi. A garbage that's usually cleared away, that's an Aveda Midas. If a person puts something there, he's very aware that this thing is totally going to get lost and thrown out, and he's never going to see it again. and we know if we can consider something an aveda midas, we don't have to announce it. The Gemara says you're right. The rest is talking about a garbage which is usually not cleared away. However, they decided to clear it away. Either the municipality or whoever owns this garbage decided one random Tuesday, you know what, this has got to be cleared away. And then it automatically becomes an aveda, and it's not considered an aveda midas. So the Gemara analyzes. Bishlam Rav Papa, we understand according to Rav Papa, Hanu Diktani, that's why the Braisa says, Shekein Derech Ashba Lefanois, because it's normal for the garbage to be cleared away. As we just explained, it's not that it's normal for it to be cleared away, but they decided to clear it away now, and that's why this thing became an aveda. El Razvid, according to Razvid, that we're not talking about a garbage that's being cleared away, we're just talking about it depends what you found there, and if you found knives or hemnik there, you would have to return it. Mashkein Derech Ashba Lefanois. Why does the Braisa say this lashon of Shekein Derech Ashba Lefanois? What's it trying to tell us? And the answer is that we have to understand this in a totally different way. Shekein Derech Ashba Lefanois la kelim ketanim, because it's normal to clear small kelim into the garbage. In other words, according to Zvid, Shekein Ashba Derech Lefanois does not mean it's normal to clear the garbage away. It means it's normal to clear small things from your house into the garbage. And most of us know this. Often when you're clearing the table, you'll accidentally throw out a knife or a fork or something like that because they're so small and they kind of get caught up with everything else being thrown in the garbage. So Zvid is saying, if you find these small things in a garbage heap, that's probably an aveda because the guy didn't even realize that he threw it out. As opposed to if something very large was found, it was obviously put there on purpose and it's not considered an aveda. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow with another Mishnah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.